Welcome back. This is the Mighty 790 KFGO. I'm Bob Harris along with Scott Sorum. And coming up this Sunday, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to find me at my regular post over there in Dorset, Minnesota at the Taste of Dorset, which they've been holding on to for many, many years, the restaurant capital of the world. And of course, for the last 2 years, they have elected a young mayor by the name of Bobby Tufts. Now, the big question tonight, will he or will he not be running again? And we're going to talk about his new book. That's right. He's got a book out. He'll be selling there as well. And joining us right now is Emma Tufts, his mother, and also the Honorable Mayor Bobby. And thank you so much for both of you for joining us here tonight on KFGO.
Thank you for having us.
How are you doing, Bobby?
Good.
Good? You're getting ready to start school again pretty quick?
Yeah.
Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah.
You are, huh? Okay.
But I still need to do my homework.
You still do, huh?
Yeah, I haven't done it for a long time because I don't know how.
Oh, Mom will help you out, I bet.
I sure will.
I suppose that office has been pretty busy. You're keeping an eye on that too, huh? Emma, this is the 2 years in a row now he has won the election up there at Dorset. But he's done some pretty unique and wonderful things for a young man, including a lot of benefits for the Ronald McDonald House. Can you just kind of refresh everybody's memory of what happened?
Well, we did a fantastic walk for the Ronald McDonald House on the Heartland Trail and raised almost $700, I believe it was. And he got to meet a lot of great people and hear a lot of stories about their using the house and all their services that they have provided them. And so this year at the Taste, we're going to raise money or try to raise money for the house as well, just with buckets sitting out, hopefully collecting change and gas cards or anything people are willing to give us.
Has his T-shirts been big sellers, too? I saw there were quite a few of them last year being sold.
Yep. We had quite a few T-shirts sold. Not as many as we hoped, so maybe we'll sell some this year, too. But
And this is nighttime radio, by the way, so I think it's okay. Can you tell us what that famous slogan is on his T-shirt?
It tastes like fish poop, and it has a big bobber on it.
So sweet. Hey, your mayor, Mayor Bobby, here's the big question. Everybody is wondering, are you going to run again for mayor this year?
No.
You're not?
Yeah.
How come? Have you had enough? Do you think you've succeeded in everything you wanted to?
I'm letting somebody else do it.
Okay. Well, you know,
and I might win again.
I was going to say, what happens if you do win again? Because that's always the possibility. Would you accept it?
Yeah.
You would, huh?
Like, because they already put my name in. I might definitely win.
Okay. Well, that's for sure. I saw something, by the way, in the Dorset news here that I thought was kind of interesting. Is it true I heard that the Vladimir Putin might be sending some troops over to Dorset to have something to eat? The head of Russia?
Oh, no.
Pardon me?
We hope so.
You hope so? What did you say in that? I think you said something to Mr. Putin there, didn't you? Said something.
I don't know.
Said something like "go away."
No. He might not have read that one yet.
They may have got the quote wrong too. You know, you never know about that. Hey, Bobby, I understand you're now an author. Tell us about your new book.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us about your book a little bit, there, Mr. Mayor?
Cooking with Bobby.
Mom, what kind of recipes are we finding in this?
Pizza, fish.
I'm sorry, pizza, fish? Is that what you said?
Pizza and fish.
Oh, pizza and fish, okay.
Tacos. S'mores.
Oh, s'mores. Ooh, there we go.
Frozen bananas.
Anything else that you want to highlight?
No.
No? Okay. Did it take you a long time to write it?
We're not writing it yet.
Oh.
He helped one of the ladies, the lady who runs La Pasta, Kathy Schmidt, he helped her write it. So she She took his input, and they worked together and came up with the little book.
I see. So it is, though, some of Bobby's favorite dishes, though, I'm assuming.
Yes.
Very good. Very good. Emma, last time we were out, I was out there, and we met just briefly, but the way not only Dorsett, but after he was elected yet again, literally the world took your young man by storm. Has it sunk in yet?
Well, you know, it's kind of it's crazy. I can't believe like that we got a trip to Chicago and a trip to New York out of it, you know, and we've met a lot of great people and made a lot of good friends. But, you know, it's kind of coming down and we're not getting calls like we used to, which is great. So we can actually just let him be a kid.
Uh-huh. Because I was telling people, too, that this last year they even had a film crew. What was it, from the Steve Harvey Show there last year?
Correct. Yep. We had... Steve Harvey's crew was there. We had a crew from Inside Edition and NBC Nightly News. You know, so a lot of people came out from a lot of different places.
And that was the first time, by the way, in this huge mass of people on the streets of Dorset that we had a political campaign parade go on down the street.
Yep.
It was just absolutely fascinating. I was going to ask you, now you're actually technically living in Nevis, right?
Correct.
Okay. So when Bobby, I mean, do you talk about the mayorship at all, I mean, during the week, or just when it pops up on occasion when somebody else brings it up, like me, for example?
Well, you know, we try to go over to Dorset regularly because people ask for him. You know, they always ask if the mayor's in town, so we try to get over there as much as possible. It's not something we sit and discuss, you know, daily affairs of Dorset every night around the kitchen table, but we do try to promote it as much as we can, whether it's the little local parades or, like I said, just going over there and greeting people because they, you know, they still want to see them. So We can't even go to garage sales without people taking his picture.
I should back up because a lot of folks I know are probably new to this area, and we should mention that each and every first Sunday in August, they have what they call the Taste of Dorset in Dorset, Minnesota, which is just northeast, if I got my directions right, of Park Rapids, and they shut down the town. Mm-hmm. I mean, they shut down the streets, I should say. They have mounted sheriff's officers from the Hubbard County Sheriff's Department. And I think last year I measured as I left, they had vehicles parked a mile away with people walking in.
Yeah, they have shuttles usually every year, bussing people in.
Tell us a little bit, do you know the history of this, how this got started?
You know, I'm not for certain. I know that one of the founders of the Dorset business community had a vision and really got people working together and got them rolling on it. And I'm not sure if he had a part to do with the taste or not. So I'm not 100%. I'm not 100% certain on that one.
Okay. Hey, Mr. Mayor, you're still there?
He's in and out.
Okay. I thought I heard him briefly there in the background. Do we have a new slogan yet for this year?
No, not really. Since we didn't do a campaign, we didn't come up with a new one. We're thinking something like Tufts President 2043.
Hey, then now the mayor each year gets a key to the city, so Bobby has two then?
He does.
He does? He's got to mount him in his bedroom?
You know, we have him put away for now because he shares a room with baby brother, so James and him would wind up having a sword fight with him.
Yeah.
He actually got three keys because he gave one to Governor Dayton, and they replaced the one that they gave him. So.
Oh, well, that's nice of them to do that.
Yeah.
How many restaurants and how many people live in that town again? Was it 17 restaurants and 22 people, something like that?
Well, four restaurants and 25 people.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. The restaurant capital of the world. So Bobby will serve if he is elected, though?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, you're back. Okay, very good. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Hey, by the way, Mr. Mayor, what is your favorite part of Dorset when you go? I mean, besides the election?
Ice cream.
Ice cream? That sounds great. And by the way, when you're going to sell these books, your cookbooks, did I hear you're going to autograph them for the people?
Yes.
And how much are they, do you know?
They're $6.
$6. Okay. Now, have you developed, you know, writing like longhand yet, or you still have to print your name?
Print your name.
Print your name. Okay. Well, that'll be just as good because, you know, your autograph is going to be in big demand, I'm sure, in the years to come.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bobby. Thank you. And he's now turned 5 years old, by the way. So how long ago was that, Emma?
October.
Okay,
five.
So it was just a couple of months after he was elected last time around.
Correct.
Well, this should be a lot of fun. I hope to see you there again. And once again, folks, we're not only talking food, but they've got music and they've got games for the kids. And I know the Hubbard County Humane Society is there, and they've got a nice display set up, and all the other shops, the bookstore, and all the other shops, they got raffles going on. It really is. If it doesn't rain, you got yourself a great, great fun afternoon of fun family entertainment up there in Dorset. So goodbye, Mr. Mayor. Thank you for joining us.
Bye.
Bye-bye now. Thank you, Wemmer, so much. We'll see you Sunday, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you now. That is Mayor Bobby Tufts and also his mother, Emma. And they will be part of the festivities. So we'll be over at Dorset. We'll see. He's not running. He's pulling the Jesse Ventura thing. He's not running, but we'll see what happens when it comes up on Sunday. See if he gets elected for the third time. You're listening to the Mighty 790 KFGO.